Often drug addictions begin with prescription painkillers. And when it comes to these kinds of narcotics or opioids, the U.S. is in the midst of an epidemic. Well, now a new approach in Oregon. That state is helping patients switch from pills to alternative remedies like acupuncture and massage. Christian Fodenwenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Oregon has a serious opioid problem. In 2012, about one out of every four Oregonians received some form of opioid prescription. Doris Keene was one of them. She says she walked her four kids everywhere and stayed active, but when she turned 59, everything fell apart.
My legs started bothering me. First it was my knees, and then all along I think it was my sciatica, but I just ignored it.
Eventually, she went to a doctor who prescribed Vicodin and muscle relaxants. She says it wasn't long before she was addicted.
My body was saying, well, if I take another one, maybe it'll work. Especially when you're in that kind of pain that I was in. You get to the point after months and months of pain where you're begging for anything, anything to relieve the pain.
Keene was very upset. Her doctor cut her off.
I said, what do you mean? You gave them to me? What'd you give them for me and then tell me I couldn't have them?
Eventually, Keene went to the Quest Center for Integrative Health. It's a pain management center in Portland. Lying on a fold-out chair in a darkened room with about a half dozen other people, she was speckled with acupuncture needles.
I mean, I come in here wearing back braces and knee braces and a crutch, and Dr. Dave told me, get rid of them. They're just weakening your muscles. And when I could walk out of here after the first acupuncture, I mean, I wanted to grab him and kiss him.
The Dr. Dave she's talking about is Dave Eisen, the executive director of the Quest Center. He says doctors need to stop thinking of opioids as a first line of defense against pain.
There should be an array of things for people to choose from, whether it be chiropractic care or naturopathic care or acupuncture, nutrition, massage, to try those things. And if they don't work, you use opioids as a last resort.
Medicaid officials actually agree with Eisen, and that's a big deal because about a million people are on Medicaid in Oregon. Denise Turay advises Medicaid officials on ways to treat back pain, and she says things are changing.
The only thing that might have been covered in the past was narcotics, but treatments such as acupuncture, chiropractor, massage therapy, physical therapy, and rehab would never have been covered.
But starting January, Medicaid in Oregon will cover those treatments for back pain. While the alternative treatments may cost more than a course of pain pills, the hope is money will be saved by reducing the number of people who become addicted to opioids or who abuse them. And pills aren't the silver bullet people think they are.
Research is out there that suggests that with back conditions, we're spending a lot of money on healthcare treatments and services that aren't improving outcomes.
Oregon has not found overwhelming evidence that acupuncture, yoga, or spinal manipulation work better than other options. But, Turay says, alternative therapies have proven benefits and are a way of dealing with lower back pain that doesn't involve drugs. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.